As if that the Lord is going to do something new this year.
我想因为主可能回来的日子越来越紧迫了。
Maybe the time of His returning is approaching.
所以我们都要在主的面前很认真地来面对这件事。Therefore,
we ought to face this matter seriously.
在主回来之前，我们要问主，主你要我做什么？
Before the Lord returns, we ought to ask Him, Lord, what do you want me to do?
当主要回来的时候，一切都要更新的。When
the Lord comes, everything will be renewed.
今天我们所看到的所有一切有形质的，那一天都要被消化。And
anything of the substance will be consumed on that day.
这是一件何等真实的事。This
is something very real.
只是我们很少想它。But
we don't think about it very often.
所以我们盼望这段时间，我们好好来面对一下。We
hope that this year we get to face these things.
我们应该怎么样活在主的面前？How
we can live before the Lord.
不浪费我们的年日,
so that we do not waste away our days.
做主要我们做的事,
and do the things that He wants us to do.
好叫主回来的时候, 他能够称我们是又良善又忠心的仆人。
So the time that He returns, He will say that we are good and wise servants, faithful servants.
让主回来的日子对我们是一个喜乐的日子。
So that the day of His returning will be a joy for us.
不是让我们觉得蒙羞害怕的日子。
Instead of a day of shame and fear.
这段时间我里面有个负担，觉得主要我们做一件事。
Recently I have this burden. I feel the Lord wants us to do something.
我们都已经蒙恩很多年了。
We have all been saved many years.
我们也接受很多的恩典。
And we have been blessed much.
主为我们做了很多。
The Lord has done much for us.
是不是我们也应该停下来想一想？
Shouldn't we pause and think about it?
我们为主做了什么?
What have we done for the Lord?
我们为主做了什么?
What have we done for the Lord?
我们还能为主做什么?
What else can we do for the Lord?
或者说主啊, 这段日子, 你要我为你做什么?
Or to put it this way, Lord, what do you want us to do in times like this?
我觉得这是很重要的一件事。
This is very important.
我们的时间不多了。
We don't have much time left.
所以我们不能再让它随便过去。
So we shouldn't let it go by easily.
我盼望我们弟兄姊妹, 我们一同在主的面前有这样的寻求。
We hope that we can all seek the Lord for this.
我们一起在主面前认真地祷告。
We pray earnestly.
求主给我们预备一条路。
May the Lord prepare a way.
让我们能够走在主要我们走的路上。
So that we can walk on the way that He wants us to walk on.
我想这是很重要的事。This
is very serious, important.
我自己在主面前祷告的时候, 以赛亚6章那一段话常常出现。As
I pray, the passage in Isaiah 6 often appear in my mind.
以赛亚在那个异象的里面看见神的荣耀。In
the vision, Isaiah saw the glory of the Lord.
他看见基路伯在那里张开翅膀在那里喊圣哉圣哉圣哉。He
saw cherubims extend their wings and cry out, Holy, Holy, Holy.
当他看见这个荣耀的时候,
when he saw the glory,
他好像并没有一起参与那个荣耀里面的感觉。
He did not seem to participate in be part of that glory.
反而他一下回过头来, 他看见自己的光景。
Instead, he saw his real condition.
他忽然觉得他祸灾了。
All of a sudden, he says, Woe to me.
我灭亡了。
Woe to me.
因为他发现他自己是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
Because he discovered that he was a man of unclean lips.
有住在嘴唇不洁的人中间。
And he lived among people of unclean lips.
这个时候主给他一个怜悯。
And now the Lord showed mercy to him.
有个沙弗飞过来。
And a seraphim came.
拿了一个火炭。
And bring a coal from burning coal.
是从祭坛上面剪下来的火炭。
From the altar.
就来沾了他的嘴唇。
And he touched his mouth.
这个圣洁的火焰进到他的里面。
And this holy fire entered into him.
主的那个神圣的爱临到了他。
This holy fire, holy love came to him.
然后主就说, 你的罪孽除去了。
And then the Lord says, I have removed away your sin.
你的罪恶洁净了。
And your sin has been cleansed.
然后当他正被洁净的时候,
as he was being cleansed,
他就听到有一个非常哀伤的声音。
And then he heard this crying voice.
他说, 我可以差遣谁呢?
This sad voice says, Whom shall I send?
我可以差遣谁呢?
Whom shall I send?
谁肯为我们去呢?
Who shall go for us?
当这两句话出来的时候,
when these two words came,
以赛亚是伏在神的面前。
Isaiah prostrate before the Lord.
一面摸到神的圣洁。
Because he touched the holiness of the Lord.
一面看见自己需要的怜悯。
And then he also saw his need for mercy.
这个时候他的里面也看见了神的需要。
And he also saw the need of the Lord.
这位圣洁的神要来到这位不圣洁的人中间。
This holy God wants to come to people of unclean.
谁能为主去呢
？Who can go for the Lord？
去到这些不洁的百姓中间。
Go to these unclean people。
让神的圣洁临到他们的中间。
So that the holiness of the Lord can reach them。
让神的荣耀可以临到他们中间。
And the glory of the Lord can reach them.
让神的祝福、救恩、喜乐可以临到他们中间。
And the blessing, the salvation and the joy can reach them.
弟兄姊妹们，这件事情在我们里面是很深的一个感觉。
And we all feel deeply for this.
主今天还在发出这样的呼声。
The Lord is still making the same calling today.
因为他的荣耀没有改变。
Because his glory has not changed.
他的圣洁没有改变。
His holiness has not changed.
他仍然要回到百姓中间。
He still wants to return to his own people.
但是百姓预备好了吗
？But are his people ready?
人可以来承受这位荣耀的神吗
？And can his people receive this glory, God.
所以主今天在这里有一个非常深的一个呼声。
Therefore, the Lord has this calling here.
谁能够为我去呢
？Who can go for us?
我可以差遣谁呢
？Whom shall I send?
弟兄姊妹们，我想我们一起来面对这个问题。
As we face this question,
我今天要从福音的角度来谈这件事。
I want to talk about this matter from the point of the gospel.
虽然我们的对象是福音朋友
，Maybe our targets are gospel friends，
但是我们也是神的目标之一。
But we are also God's targets, God's audience。
我们是神要发声问的对象。
Because we are the audience of His questions。
我可以差遣谁呢
？Whom shall I send？
我们如果是神的儿女
，If we are God's children，
我们都应该要听到这样的声音。
We ought to hear this voice。
这是主在这个时代里面最迫切的呼声。
This is the Lord's burden and crying for this generation.
我想我们可以翻一下马太福音好不好？马太福音第九章。
Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9.
我们从35节读到38节。
Verses 35-38.
找到我们请一同读。
Let's read together.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说：要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。我们在读约翰福音第四章。
Gospel according to John chapter 4.
我们中英文一起读好不好
？Let's read together.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
我们从34节读到38节。
34 through 38.
一起来，耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人得工价，积蓄无辜到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。”所以说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。我差你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。我们先读这两段圣经。这个背景大家都很熟的，耶稣在马太福音里面出来做工的时候。
The background here is that Jesus went out to the field to preach.
耶稣先从马太的第五、第六、第七章在山上有一个登山宝训。
Starting from the Sermon on the Mount in chapters 5, 6 and 7.
到了第八、第九章耶稣下山了。
And then chapter 8 and 9, Jesus came down from the mountain.
当耶稣一走到人中间的时候。
When Jesus went to the crowd.
耶稣就发现人的中间有那么多的问题。
And then Jesus discovered there's so many problems among the multitudes.
所以从马太福音的第八、第九章里面。
So in Matthew chapter 8 and 9.
我们看到有长大麻风的。
We see leprosies.
有百夫长的仆人害癫痫的。
There's a seizure of the servants of the governor.
彼得的岳母发了热病。
And then there's a fever on Peter's mother-in-law.
有人是瘫痪的。
And there's a paralytic.
有血漏的。
And there's a woman of bleeding.
有死亡的。
And there's someone that died.
有瞎眼的。
Blind.
哑巴的。
Or mute.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and
sisters. 耶稣一路走下去的时候。
Jesus went along his way.
连记了十个神迹。
And then he performed 10 miracles.
说是什么呢？
What does that tell us?
这个人中间充满了病。
Because there are so many sickness among people.
这个世界里面充满了痛苦。
This world is full of sorrow.
有那么多的需要。
There's so many needs.
所以耶稣一个接一个的在那里医治他们。
So one after another, Jesus healed them.
耶稣从这一村走到那一村。
So Jesus walked from one village to another.
那么多的需要临到他。
There's so many needs that came to him.
耶稣有点应付不来了。
And then there was too much, more than what Jesus could handle.
当耶稣看到那么多人在那里等着他来帮忙的时候。
But Jesus saw so many are waiting for his help.
耶稣里面忽然起了一个怜悯的心。
All of a sudden, he had this compassion.
他看到这些人，他就动了怜悯的心。
He had compassion toward these people.
主耶稣里面那个最深的爱发动了。
The deepest love in him stirred up.
耶稣爱他们。
Jesus loved them.
耶稣真想帮助他们。
Jesus really wanted to help them.
他看到他们真是痛苦绝望。
Because they were in hopeless and helpless situation.
所以耶稣就讲了这句话。
So Jesus said,
他说这些人好像羊没有牧人一样。
These people are like sheep without a shepherd.
耶稣里面就产生了一个大的需要，就跟门徒们说。
Therefore, he tell his disciples this great need.
要收的庄稼多。
The harvest is plentiful.
耶稣看到这么多的需要摆在面前。
He saw so many needs ahead of him.
但是发现到没有人跟耶稣同心。
But then there was no one co-working with Jesus.
没有人跟耶稣一起来帮助这些人。
There was no one working with Jesus.
耶稣心里那么迫切。
Jesus was full of zeal and enthusiasm.
但是他被肉身限制住。
But he was limited by his flesh.
他只能一次做一个，一次做少数几个人。
He could only heal one or a few at a time.
所以耶稣马上就跟门徒们说：“你们要祷告庄稼的主啊。”
Therefore, he told his disciples, "You ought to pray and ask the Lord of the harvest."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，你摸到主耶稣里面那个最深的痛吗
？Do you feel the sorrow in Jesus' heart?
耶稣看到每一个人都是那么宝贝。
Because he treasured every one of them.
每一个灵魂都是他所爱的。
Every soul he loved.
而每一个人都是他为着他的荣耀来创造的。
And everyone was created for his glory.
但是我们都被扭曲了。
But we're all distorted.
我们都受了伤害。
We're all wounded.
仇敌进到我们的生命的里面。
The enemy came into our life.
仇敌让罪进来破坏我们的生命。
And sin came to destroy our life.
他扭曲了我们的性格。
He distorted our characters.
他夺去了我们的幸福平安。
He took away our peace and happiness.
他叫我们跟神中间有了间隔。
And he separated us from God.
叫我们不敢来到神的面前。
So that we dare not to come before God.
叫我们不知道神爱我们。
And we do not know that Jesus and God loves us.
甚至我们觉得神跟我们是作对的。
We even feel that God is against us.
所以我们在那里抵挡神。
Therefore we work against God.
这就是世人的光景。
And this is the condition of the world.
他们痛苦。
They're painful.
他们需要找路。
They need a way.
但是唯一的路在耶稣那里。
But the only way is on Jesus.
但是他们却不认识。
But they do not know Jesus.
他们却拒绝。
And they rejected him.
他们被仇敌弄瞎了心眼。
Because they were blinded by the enemy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣何等的着急。
Dear brothers and sisters, how much was the Lord's burden?
而且那么多人需要耶稣。
So many people need Jesus.
耶稣来到他们的面前。
And Jesus came before him.
他们被耶稣一碰。
When they were touched by Jesus.
他们里面的问题立刻被解决。
And all of a sudden the problems are solved.
他们不仅肉身的需要得到医治。
Not only that, their physical needs being met.
他们里面碰到了主的爱。
They were touched by the Lord's love.
他们忽然发觉到啊，有一位爱我们的神啊。
All of a sudden discovered there is God that loved us.
原来我们是从神那里来的。
And that we came from God.
你知道在中国大陆最黑暗最痛苦的时候
You know that during the darkest and the most painful age in the mainland China
文化大革命这个 各式各样的斗争临到的时候
During cultural revolution
据他们做的见证呢每一个人的心里面都灰心到极点
Everyone said they would so despaired to death.
自杀的人不知道有多少。
So many people committed suicide.
他们不知道他们活的意义是什么。
Because they did not know the meaning of their life.
忽然有一天他知道耶稣爱我。
All of a sudden discovered that Jesus loved them.
哦，耶稣爱我。
Jesus loves me.
我这么小一个人。
Even a small person like me.
别人把我们当蚂蚁来对待。
People mistreat us and despise us.
根本我们在人眼中没有价值的。
We have no value in the eyes of men.
但是在神的眼中我们是那么宝贵。
But in the eyes of God, we're so precious.
我们的价值就是耶稣基督的自己。
Our value is the same as the value of Jesus himself.
耶稣这位神的儿子。
The Son of God, Jesus.
他从天上被拆下来。
He came down from heaven.
就是为着你，也是为着我。
For you and for me.
为着要寻回我们。
In order to rescue us.
要叫我们回到神的爱中。
So that we can return back to the love of God.
叫我们可以享受神的爱。
We can enjoy God's love.
知道我们是属神的。
Know that we belong to God.
所以他用他的命来换我们的命。
Therefore, he paid the price for our life with his life.
所以你就知道我们有多尊贵。
Therefore, we know how precious we are.
你知道你我多尊贵吗?
Do you know how precious we are?
你的价值多大吗?
Do you know how great is your value?
用什么样的价值能来换你呢?
What can exchange your life?
地上没有个东西可以来换你。
Nothing on earth can exchange your life.
没有一个产业能够来换你。
No property can exchange for your life.
只有一个能够来换的。
Only one thing.
神的儿子。
Son of God,
耶稣基督,
Jesus Christ,
创造万有的主,
the creator of the universe,
天地的主宰,
the Lord of the universe,
万有都要向他屈膝的那一位,
all things will bow to him,
他为着你,
for you,
也为着我,
for me,
他来了,
he came,
他从天上来了,
came from heaven,
他走在地上,
and he walked on earth,
他穿上肉身,
and he put on the flesh,
他为着来找到我们,
in order to find us,
他被人家拒绝,
he was rejected,
被人家藐视,
he was despised,
被人家鞭打,
was tortured,
被人家吐唾沫,
he was spit on,
被人家羞辱,
he was shamed,
人家把钉在十字架上,
he was crucified on the cross,
人家让他受最痛苦的刑罚,
he suffered the utmost abuse,
为了找我们,
in order to find us.
主耶稣通通接受,
the Lord received them all.
他通通接受,
he accepted them all.
为了寻回我们,
in order to find us back.
为了叫我们回到父的家中,
so that we can return to Father's house.
让我们知道我们的价值,
so that we know our value.
叫我们知道我们在神眼中的宝贵,
so that we know how precious we are in the eyes of God.
耶稣将来寻找我们,
Jesus came to find us.
所以他对每一个人都是这样的爱,
and he loved every one of us.
他看不，没有办法容忍一个人不在他的爱里头。
He cannot stand it if one person is out of his love.
有一个人失落，耶稣的心没有办法容忍。
His heart cannot be satisfied if one is lost.
所以路加15章里面讲到100只羊。 少了一只，在我们来想还有99只，你不用那么难过嘛。
That's why the parable in Luke 15 tells us if one shepherd loses one sheep, to us it's no big deal, just one sheep.
主耶稣没有办法。
But then Jesus could not stand it.
他爱是非常个别的。
Because his love is very personal.
只要有一个失落了。
If one is lost,
他就要找到底。
And he has to find him back.
他一定要把你给找回来。
He has to find you back.
我最近看到一篇报道。
Recently I read a report.
佛罗里达有一个神所重用的一个仆人。
There's a servant of God in Florida.
他见证他的太太怎么信主。
He gave a testimony how his wife became a Christian.
他太太命运非常悲惨。
Because his wife had a very harsh life.
他太太的妈妈是在17岁被人家强奸把她生下来的。
Because she was born of a rape case when her mother was 17 years old.
他那个妈妈希望给她找一个爸爸。
So her mother wanted to find a father for her.
连续找了3个。
And then she tried 3 men.
3个都把她弃绝掉了。
All 3 of them failed and forsake them.
最后找了一个酒鬼。
Finally, she found an alcoholic.
酒鬼没有丢掉她妈妈。
The alcoholic did not forsake them.
但是天天打她。
But every day he beat her up.
也打这个女儿。
And then beat the daughter too.
所以她里面充满了苦毒啊。
So in her heart, it was full of bitterness.
非常痛苦。
And she was full of pain.
所以她里面满了恨。
And she was full of hatred.
可是有一天有一个礼拜六,
but one Saturday,
忽然有一个人来敲门,
one person came to knock on her door.
一看到这个女孩子,
and then when the person saw this girl,
这个牧师就里面被除了爱感动,
and this pastor came to her house.
他说孩子啊。
And this pastor tell this girl, child.
你知道一件事吗？
Do you know something?
你知道你很特别吗？
Do you know that you are very special?
你知道你是谁吗？
Do you know who you are?
你知道有一位爱你的人吗？
Do you know that there's someone that loves you?
你知道爱你的是谁吗？
Do you know who loves you?
耶稣基督爱你。
Jesus Christ loves you.
那个女孩子她从来没听过爱字的。
The girl has never heard anyone love her.
她说你不要跟我讲这个。
She says, don't tell me about this.
把她推出去。
And then she chased him out.
那个礼拜六她又来了。
The next Saturday he came.
又来敲门。
And knock on the door.
又讲同样的话。
Say the same words.
还是把她赶出去。
And she shut him out.
你知道这个人去了多久吗？
You know how many times this person went?
两年。
Two years.
整整两年。
Exactly,
每个礼拜六都去。
Every Saturday he went to her.
每个礼拜被他赶出去。
And every Saturday he was chased out by her.
这是什么爱？
What kind of love is this?
这不是这个弟兄的爱。
It's not the love of this brother.
耶稣爱他。
Jesus loves her.
耶稣不放他。
Jesus will not let her go.
耶稣要把他救到底。
And Jesus wants to save her to the end.
有一个礼拜六，这个牧师又去了。
One Saturday, this pastor went again.
发现没有人应门。
And there was no one answering the door.
他跑到窗外去看。
So he went to the window.
空了。
The house was empty.
搬走了。
They moved away.
啊，他回家很难过。
So he was so disappointed.
啊，主啊。
He says, Lord.
寻找了两年啊。
I seek this girl out for 2 years.
你不能让她失落。
You cannot let her go.
你要把她救到底。
You have to save her to the end.
他回家为她祷告。
So he prayed for her.
他摸到这个女孩子里面那个痛苦。
Because he could feel the pain in this girl's heart.
圣灵让他摸到这个人灵魂里面的忧伤。
The Holy Spirit let him feel the sadness in this girl's heart.
他祷告的时候。
So when he prayed.
主忽然让他看到一个景象。
The Lord let him see a vision.
这个女孩子搬家的地方。
And then the Lord showed him where this girl moved to.
看到一个村庄。
There's a village.
那条马路。
And this way.
一个白的房子。
This road and a white house.
这个弟兄就顺着这个方向就去找。
So this brother followed the direction.
那个礼拜六当他一敲开门的时候。
So that day when he knocked on the same door, knocked on her door again.
这个女孩子一打开门。
The girl opened the door.
你怎么找到我的？
How could you find me?
耶稣告诉我的。
Because Jesus told me.
耶稣要你。
Because Jesus wants you.
耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
耶稣不能没有你。
And Jesus cannot live without you.
因为你太特别。
Because you're so special.
你是他造的。
You are created by him.
你是为着他的荣耀被造的。
For his glory, you were created.
不管你的遭遇怎样。
I don't know how much you have gone through.
耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
那一天这个年轻人没办法。
That day, this girl could not take it anymore.
他向主投降了。
She had to surrender.
她开始转向主。
She started to turn to the Lord.
后来她被主大大的更新改变。
And then she was greatly transformed by the Lord.
嫁给这个牧师。
And then she married this pastor.
他们两个有非常好的服侍。
And they have beautiful service.
弟兄姊妹们，这说到耶稣的爱。
And this is the love of the Lord.
他看羊，好这些人像羊没有牧人一样。
When he saw these people, he felt they are just like sheep without a shepherd.
耶稣说。要收的庄稼多。
The Lord says the harvest is plentiful.
他对每一个人都是这样的爱。
Because he loved everyone the same.
你就知道主耶稣里面那个迫切。
That you can feel the burning heart of Jesus.
当一个人能够体会主的心的时候。
When someone can feel his heart.
他就要花两年的时间去找一个人。
Then he would be, if someone can feel Jesus' heart, he would be willing to spend 2 years to look out one person.
那是主的催促。
And because that's the compel of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣对每一个灵魂都是这样看待。
Jesus treats every soul the same.
你知道现在全世界人口60亿的里面有多少还不认识主的吗？
Do you know how many among the world population that do not still know the Lord?
有三分之二的人没有听过耶稣。
About 2/3 of the world population have not heard of Jesus before.
所以六十亿的里面有40亿的人不认识主。
It's about 4 billion people that have not heard of Jesus before.
有这么多的灵魂。
So many souls.
每一个耶稣都看着宝贝。
And everyone is cherished by Jesus.
我今天早上很难过，为什么我要找一个资料没找到？
This morning I was trying to look at after a data, but I couldn't find it.
几年前我看到一个报道，他说每一天有多少的灵魂走到阴间里去？
Because several years ago I read a report.There were so many souls every day that walk into the Hades.
如果你把它算成每秒钟的话，就哒哒一秒钟就有几个人下去。
So it can be calculated, then we will know every single second, as every single second passed by, so and so many souls will go to hell.
我们这一场聚会完了,
after this meeting ends, we don't know how many more souls will go into hell.
哎呀, 我们想到这里, 我们里面真是不知道怎么说, 弟兄姊妹, 你不觉得吗?
As we think of this, what can we say?
虽然这些人你不认识,
even though we do not know these people,
虽然跟我们没有什么关系,
and then they have nothing to do with us,
但是你知道主怎么爱我们,
but just as how the Lord loves us,
主也怎么爱他们,
the Lord loves them the same.
所以当他们走到阴间的时候,
so when they walk into hell,
你知道在那里掉眼泪的是谁吗?
You know who is crying and shedding tears there?
在那里为着他们忧伤的是谁吗?
Who's there being sorrowful for them?
耶稣说, 孩子, 我的血已经为你流了。
Jesus would say, oh my child, I already have shed my blood for you.
你不需要走到这一步,
you don't have to come here.
你可以回到我这里来,
you could have returned to me.
但是他下去了,
but then they went.
为什么下去呢?
Why?
没有人告诉他,
no one has told them.
这里40亿的人口, 大部分都在人家说的10度到40度之窗中间。
Among the four billion people, most of them live between the 10-40 window.
从我们中国的西边开始,
from the western part of China,
一直到中东以色列这一带,
all the way to Jerusalem, to Israel.
大部分不认识主人都在这里,
most of them live in this region,
包括印度教的,
including the Hindus,
佛教的, 东南亚国家的,
Buddhist, and then Southeast Asia,
包括我们自己中国人,
and China.
我们中国弟兄姊妹中间信主的比例, 严谨一点的算, 只有7%,
strictly speaking, about 7% of China, entire China population are now Christians only.
所以100个人中间有93个不认识主。
So among 100 people, there are 93 of them do not know the Lord.
那是不是我们这三个人要负责这97个人的责任呢?
So does that mean that the three of us will have to be responsible for the 93 of them?
你知道有多少的人没有得救?
So you know how many people who are still not saved?
台湾更糟糕啊,
it's worse in Taiwan.
台湾信主的只有2.7个百分比。
Only about 2.7% of population are Christians in Taiwan.
100个人中有97个不认识主。
So among 100 people, 97 of them do not know the Lord.
这些都是我们的骨肉之亲。
And these are all our kinsmen.
他们的灵魂到哪里去?
Where do their soul go?
这么多的庄稼。
The harvest is plentiful.
约翰福音的时候, 主耶稣说, 你们说离收割的时候还有4个月吗? 我告诉你们, 不是的, 放眼一望, 庄稼已经熟了。
In John chapter 4, the Lord says, you say 4 months more and then the harvest. But Jesus says, no, I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest.
主一面看到庄稼的多,
On one hand, the Lord sees that the harvest is plentiful.
主也看到这些庄稼都已经熟了。
The Lord also saw that the harvest is ripe.
他们只要听见福音, 他们就可以得救了。
If they can hear the gospel, they will be saved.
但是他们没有听到。
But they have not heard.
我去好多病床, 到那个加护病房里面去传福音。
When I went to the intensive care units in hospitals to preach the gospel,
那些人就是离地狱一步的,
they were just one step away from hell.
在几分钟就下去了,
maybe they'll get there in a few minutes.
在那个最危急的关头,
at that most critical moment,
他已经不能反应,
they could not react,
不能讲话, 插了管子,
they cannot talk,
昏迷,
they're on tubes,
听不见,
and they're not conscious, they cannot hear, they cannot move.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
主还能救他吗?
Can the Lord still save them?
还能救吗?
Can the Lord still save them?
我差不多碰到这样的人, 通通都信主。
It seems like all of them I have met will accept Christ.
你就大声对着他的耳朵喊, 耶稣爱你。
You just cry loudly to their ears that Jesus loves you.
你需要耶稣。
You need Jesus.
你喊主的名。
Just cry His name, call on His name.
如果从心里面喊,
if you call His name from your heart,
你的手轻轻捏一下,
and just squeeze my hand.
捏我一下, 让我知道你喊。
Just squeeze my hand so that I know you cried already in your heart.
他们的手都动一下。
Most of them would move their hand.
当他们一动完的时候,
when they move their hand,
他们的眼泪流下来,
their tears will come out.
我知道主进去了。
I know the Lord entered in.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters, the harvest is ripe. Everyone needs the Lord. I heard of an incident during the 911. There's a brother from India. When he went to the first floor, there were a crowd ready to run out. As they were walking out of the revolving door, he knew it was too late. They all knew it was too late.
整个楼垮下来,
because the entire building collapsed.
And
he did one thing at a time.
他说,
he says, any one of you who still do not know the Lord,
跟我一起喊,
cry with me.
Jesus save me.
Jesus save me.
耶稣救我,
Jesus save me.
当他一喊完的时候,
when he cried,
全场喊,
the entire crowd cried with him. Everyone cried with their strength.
然后没有声音了,
and then there was silence.
全部死光了,
every one of them died.
就唯有他一个人活着,
he was the only survivor. So he came out and gave the testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
需要到最后一个关口吗?
Do we still have to wait until the last moment?
要到最后一个关口, 我们才求告主名吗?
Do we have to wait until the last moment to call on his name?
但是我说就是在这样的时候,
but even in moments like this,
主的救恩还是及时的临到,
the Lord's salvation still will come,
主的爱不改变,
because His love never changes.
唐山大地震的时候,
and there's a great earthquake in China,
有些人做见证,
many people gave testimony.
他就是在那里喊, 老天爷救我,
the people cried, oh heaven, save me.
他根本不知道耶稣的名字,
they even don't know the name of Jesus.
就在那个时候圣灵的爱浇灌下来,
even at that moment the love of the Holy Spirit will pour down,
他里面被爱充满,
and they will be filled, this person filled with the love of the Lord,
他眼泪哗哗地流,
and then his tear will not stop,
他知道里面有了一个平安,
and he knows that they have a peace.
后来才听到耶稣啊,
and then later on he heard of the name of Jesus,
才知道那一天临到他的是耶稣啊,
and then he realized that day the love that came to him was from Jesus.
你知道主耶稣的心多迫切吗?
So you know how zealous is the heart of the Lord.
庄稼熟到什么程度吗?
You know how ripe is the harvest.
你名字喊错了神都救,
even if you call the wrong name God will save you.
你真的需要主的时候主都救,
when you really need the Lord He will save you.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
看到这样的情况我们的心里面真是觉得, 主啊, 我们在这里, 到底我们该做什么?
Seeing this, we cannot help but ask, Lord, what are we doing here?
我们不需要到那一天我们再来发挥我们的功用,
we don't have to function, we don't have to wait until the last moment to function.
主耶稣一面感觉到灵魂的众多跟庄稼已经熟了,
on one hand, the Lord feels that the harvest is ripe, and then the needs is great.
但是主会有一个更深的感慨,
but then the Lord has another burden.
做工的人在哪里?
Where are the workers?
做工的人在哪里?
Where are the workers?
愿意去报好消息的人在哪里?
Who are willing to bring the good news?
主甚至问这些工人, 跟他们说, 你们不是说还有四个月吗?
The Lord tell the disciples, you say 4 more months, then there's the harvest. Because you're not in a hurry.
还有时间吗?
You think you still have time.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣说不,
the Lord says no.
不需要再等,
you don't have to wait anymore.
现在就是了,
now is the time.
台湾经过921大地震,
after the great earthquake in Taiwan, September 21st,
经过SARS的这个威胁,
and then the threat of SARS,
人的心都已经软了,
the heart of men are melted.
他们都知道他们里面缺了一个真正的平安, 救恩,
people in Taiwan realize that they lack true salvation and peace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我觉得我自己也很难过,
I also feel sorrow.
我自己也不知道我们能怎么做,
I don't know what we can do.
但是我知道我们这样子不对,
but I know our condition is not right right now.
我们不能继续这样的下去了,
we cannot go on like this.
那么多的人等着要被救,
so many people waiting to be saved.
我前两天我看了一篇一个报道,
couple of days ago I read a report.
一个弟兄写一篇文章。
A brother wrote an article.
他就提到有一个女孩子的见证。
And then he mentioned a testimony of a girl.
有一天，那个女孩子她是一个单身女子，她在海边散步，天黑的时候。
This young lady was single. One day she was walking on the beach.
没有什么人。
In the evening, and there was no one else.
当她正在玩水的时候。
But she was playing with the water.
她忽然听到远处喊救命啊
！All of a sudden, she heard a cry, "Save me! Help! Help!"
她马上把耳朵竖起来，听声音从哪里来。
So she's trying to identify the direction.
但是因为天黑看不清楚。
But because it was too dark, she could not see clearly.
她也很着急，再仔细听。
And so she tried hard to identify the source of the voice.
忽然听见在海面中间有一个女孩子在那里喊救命。
And then she realized this is someone in the ocean that's crying out for help.
哎呀，那个时候她很挣扎。
And she struggled.
她再会游泳，她一个人。
Even though she was a good swimmer, she was all by herself there.
又那么黑。
It was dark.
叫人也无从叫起。
And there's no one to help.
所以他也在那里喊救命啊，大声的喊。
So she cried, "Help, help!" very loudly.
他希望有人能够听见来帮忙。
She hoped that someone would hear and come to rescue.
但是当没有人来的时候。
But when she realized there was no one to help.
他的良心非常挣扎。
She has great struggle with her conscience.
哎呀，当我看到这面的时候，我在想，如果我是他的话。
So when I read this, I was wondering, what if I was the one there?
我该怎么做
？What would I do？
如果是你在场，你会怎么做
？If you were the one, what would you do？
你会把耳朵捂起来，假装没有听见，赶快跑回家吗
？Will you close your ears and then pretend that you didn't hear it and then run home？
我想大概没有人会这样做。
Probably none of us would do that。
就算我们不跳下去救她
，Even if we don't jump into the ocean to save her，
我们也要拼了命的跑到附近去找有人的地方，对不对
？Then we'll try run to find someone, right？
找一些可以来救她的人。
Find some people who can save her, right？
你绝对不会带着那个声音，偷偷摸摸的低着头赶快回家里面，假装没听到。
You will not sneak home, pretending you never heard, right？
所以那天那个女子她会游泳。
That a day that Lady, she could swim.
她也看不见，但是顺着声音，她就跳进去了。
So she jumped into the ocean, following the voice.
感谢主，后来有一些人来了。
Praise the Lord, some other people came.
所以大家一起帮忙把这个女孩子救上
了。They all helped to save this girl.
那这个救她的人也平安回来岸上。
And then that young lady also came back safely.
我觉得这是一个很真实的一个故事。
This story is very real.
当你真的碰到这样的情况的时候
When you face such condition,
我们的良心都告诉我们
Even our conscience will tell us,
你不能见死不救
You cannot just pretend you never seen it
你不能见死不救
You cannot stand by without saving
箴言24章11节说人被拉到死地你要解救
Proverbs 24 says, you have to save who are in the death ground
人将被杀你需要拦阻
If you see someone being killed, you have to stop it.
这是箴言里面说的。
This is what the proverb says.
弟兄姊妹们，对着那些在肉身中进到危险中的人
，to those who are being endangered physically，
我们的良心都要催逼我们。
Even our conscience would urge us to save them.
我们必须按照良心去做一件对的事。
And we have to follow our conscience to do something right.
我们需要把他们给救出来。
We need to save them.
即便我们自己遭受危险。
Even that means threat to our safety.
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，对着那些灵魂在沉沦中的人如何呢
？Then what about those souls that are in danger of falling？
我想这是一件很实在的事。
It's something very real to us。
我们可能耳朵听不见别人的呼声。
Maybe we cannot hear the cry of others。
但是我们的知识告诉我们。
But our knowledge tells us。
他们没有得到救恩。
They have not received the salvation。
他们的结局。
And their end。
这是灵魂的沉沦。
Is the falling of their spirit.
他们的结局
and their end.
是硫磺火湖阴间的痛苦
Is the lake of fire and the torture and pain of hell.
弟兄姊妹们，如果这些里面有你的亲人的话
if there you will find your family and relatives.
是你所爱的人的话
someone you love.
你忍受得了吗
Can you take it? Can you stand it?
你能够眼睁睁看着他们在烈焰里面被焚烧吗
Can you watch them being burned by fire?
弟兄姊妹们，我们真的求圣灵帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
求主让我们里面能够有这样的一个反应。
So that we can respond to it.
我们需要求主给我们开一条的路。
May the Lord help us to open a way for us.
昨天我打开台湾的新闻，随便一瞄一眼。
Yesterday I watched news from Taiwan.
啊，台湾新闻现在没得看头的。
You know, there's really nothing to see about news in Taiwan.
你不看还好，越看越难过。
It's better you'll be better off not watching them.
他们讲到有一个地方，一个房间40平。
There's this place.
40平多大啊？我很小这么一块块。
There's a small room.
里面挤了93个人。
93 people are crowded in that room.
全部是男生。
All male.
同性恋的哈。
They're homosexuals.
不穿衣服。
They're all naked.
吃这个摇头丸。你知道什么叫摇头丸？吃了头会这样摇的哈。
They're taking drugs.
就都头昏脑胀的就对了。
They're taking drugs.
然后就刺激啊。
And then they get stimulated.
然后跟着那个热门音乐在那里跳啊跳啊跳。
Following the rock music.
然后就放纵情欲啊。
And they will follow their lust.
后来因为声音太吵了，被邻居告。
And because it was too noisy, the neighbor reported to the police.
所以警察来临检的时候。
And so the police came.
把灯一打开。
They turn on the lights.
警察都吓坏了。
Even the police were frightened.
警察都不敢相信这一幕。
Even the police could not believe the scene.
你知道今天那个人堕落到什么程度？
Can you imagine how far men have fallen?
你觉得他是很无聊吗？
You think they're kind of
你们在做什么啊？
What they're doing with their life?
你们都无聊到极点啊？
What they're doing with their life?
你真的在干什么？
What are you doing?
但他们却花了1500块甚至3000块去买那个药吃啊。
But then they spend from $1,500 to $3,000to buy the drug.
参加这个聚会，每一个要先交450块啊。
And they have to pay $450 Taiwanese dollars to get into the party.
他付那么大的代价去，他去享受啊。
They pay such big price to enjoy.
他觉得这是 enjoy 啊。
They think this is an enjoyment.
我们觉得是恶心，对不对？
To us, it's sick.
这干什么？
What are they doing there?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你知道人被扭曲到什么程度？
Can you imagine how distorted human are?
人被仇敌玷污到什么程度？
How much have we been defiled by the enemy?
你说这个责任我们没有吗？
Do you think we can escape the responsibility?
啊，我真的觉得这个时代是越来越可怕。
Oh, this generation is getting worse and worse.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的责任太大。
How great is our responsibility?
基督徒是灯。
Because we are supposed to be the light.
我们是盐啊。
We're supposed to be the salt.
你盐就是要防腐的。
The salt is to prevent decaying.
灯就是要照亮他们暗中的隐情的。
And the light is to shine into the darkness.
我们自己如何呢？
How about us?
弟兄姊妹们，我今天要讲的主在这里说，我可以差遣谁呢？
So the Lord here is calling, whom shall I send?
有这么大的需要，为什么没有人去呢？
There's such a great need, how come no one is willing to go?
主说我能差遣谁呢？
So the Lord says, whom shall I send?
下一次我再讲谁肯为我们去。
Next time I will talk about whom will go for us.
今天我们就看主说，我可以差遣谁。
This morning we will see whom shall I send.
我可以差遣谁。
Whom shall I send?
我们都坐在这里享受。
We're all sitting here enjoying.
我们过我们自己的日子。
And we live our life.
我们只为我们自己受的伤害在那里斤斤计较。
And we mourn over our own wounds.
我们只看到我们的痛处。
We only see our own wounds.
有个弟兄。
There's one brother.
他也是描述我们基督徒。
He describes the condition of us Christians.
他说我们基督徒像什么呢？
He says, what can I describe our Christians?
我们像坐在一艘大船上。
We're like sitting on a big ship.
在人生的大海的里面，我们在那里海面上平平安安的往前直行。
And we're sailing safely in this ocean of life.
但是在我们的周遭呢？
But around us,
全都是那些再浮再沉的灵魂。
They're all like sinking souls.
我们这艘船就从他们中间执行过去。
And we're sailing right through them.
那更妙的是什么呢？
What's even more?
我们每一个人在我们的房间上都挂着一个救生圈。
We all have a lifesaver hanging on our door.
你这个救生圈就是你曾经被救的时候用的那个救生圈。
And this lifesaver was the one that you used when you got saved yourself.
当有人把你救上来的时候
，When someone saved you，
就用那个救生圈丢给你。
They threw this lifesaver to you。
你是被少数人有怜悯的心把救生圈丢给你，你靠着它上来的。
There were few of them that have mercy. They threw the lifesaver at you, and then you got saved that way.
可是我们上来以后做什么呢?
But after we got on the ship, what do we do?
我们把救生圈往我们的房间一挂。
We hang this lifesaver in our room.
这下我安全了。
Now I'm saved.
这下的我舒服了。
Now I'm safe.
这下我不要在海面飘了。
Now that I don't have to drift in the ocean anymore.
我们就开始在那边享受船上的安逸生活。
We started to enjoy the peaceful life on the ship.
我实在不想再往下讲下去啊。
I don't want to go on.
他说甚至我们在船上唱赞美诗歌。
We even sing praises on the ship.
赞美主救了我。
Praise God for saving me.
赞美主这么爱我。
Praise God for loving me.
这已经算很好的人了。
These are the good people.
很多人根本忘了这件事。
Some even forget about it.
也忘了主在你身上多少恩典。
Forget about the grace of the Lord on you.
但是我们光在那里享受。
But we just simply enjoying.
别人准备很好吃的大餐来让我们享受。
And we enjoying the feast prepared by others.
我们在那里研读圣经。
And we study the Bible.
我们在那里彼此代祷。
And we pray for each other.
愿主赐你平安。
May the Lord bless you.
愿主与你同在。
May the Lord be with you.
愿主祝福你的后代。
May the Lord bless your descendants.
愿你的家里面通通都很健康，都很平安。已经在船上了，还有什么不平安的？
Everyone in your family be peaceful. But everyone of your family are already on the ship.
但是外面的人呢?
What about those outside of the ship?
外面的呼声呢?
Or those people who are crying outside?
被我们唱赞美诗的声音盖住了。
The voice of our praises, out loud, their voices, their crying voice.
被我们忙着在那里安排这个安排那个，好像来服侍我们自己家的弟兄姊妹，把我们的时间都占去了。
Our time is so occupied by the services for other brothers and sisters in the family.
所以我们的眼睛已经忘记去看那些在海里面在浮在沉的人。
So we forget to see those who are still struggling and sinking in the ocean.
还是有少数人。
But there's still a few.
在那个船的边上。
They're standing by the side of the ship.
站在船的边上。
Standing by the side of the ship.
他看到这些人的情况。
They see these souls.
所以他们拼命在救。
They're trying very hard to save them.
用尽他们的力量在救。
They try their best.
少数人
but only few, the minorities.
大部分人都在船上享受。
Most of them just enjoy their life on ship.
弟兄姊妹们，这真的描写我们今天的光景。
And this is the description of Christians today.
你有一个很漂亮的救生圈。
You have a beautiful lifesaver.
只用了一次。
It's been used once.
救了自己。
You saved to save yourself.
再也没用过了。
And it's never been used again.
弟兄姊妹们，你觉得这样我们到主那里去？
So on the day when we go to the Lord,
我们带着这么新的救生圈到主那里去。
Do you think we can bring this brand new lifesaver to the Lord?
你觉得主会怎么说?
What do you think the Lord would tell us?
主会怎么说?
What would the Lord say to us?
当他的心一直在伤痛。
His heart's been aching.
看到人一个一个这样的眼睁睁的沉沦。
Because he sees souls one after another falling.
我们每一个人手上都有救生圈。
We all have a lifesaver in our hand.
但是我们从来都不用它。
But we never use it.
我们都放在我们家里挂着当装饰品。
We hang on the wall for display as a decoration.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我真的不知道应该再怎么说，我求主怜悯我们。
I don't know how to go on like this, but may the Lord have mercy.
所以保罗在罗马书里面提到说，求告主名的就必得救。
So in the book of Romans, Paul says, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
弟兄姊妹们，你要相信一件事。
You have to believe it.
福音不是你我。
Gospel is not about you and me.
我们传耶稣基督的名。
We preach the name of Jesus.
是耶稣来救他们。
It's Jesus that will save them.
我们只负责告诉他。
We only have to be responsible for telling.
把耶稣的名字告诉他。
Tell them the name of Jesus.
把耶稣为他做的事告诉他。
Tell them what Jesus has done for them.
下面是他的事。
And then it's their responsibility.
他到了时候他就要呼喊。
And when time comes, they will cry.
他只要求告主名他就得救。
As well as they call on the name of the Lord, they will be saved.
但是您告诉我们说一个人没有信他怎么会求他呢?
But then the Bible continues says, how can they call on the one that they never believed?
是啊，他如果不相信主，他怎么喊主呢?
If they don't believe, how can they call the Lord?
所以保罗又继续往下说了。
So、
那如果他没有听见福音，他怎么会信主呢?
Then Paul continues says, if they have never heard of the name, how can they believe?
他没有听过福音，他怎么会喊耶稣呢?
If they never heard of the gospel, how can they call on Jesus?
他怎么会信福音呢?
How can they believe?
所以他一定要听的。
So they have to hear it.
那没有人传他怎么听呢
？If no one preached to them, how can they hear it?
弟兄姊妹们，今天你不能怪他不得救。
Now you cannot blame them for not being saved.
如果你没有传
，If never preached to them,
他就没有办法听。
They never heard of it.
他没有听到
，If they never heard of it,
他就不能信。
They cannot believe it.
他不能信
，If they do not believe it,
他就不能喊主啊。
They cannot call on the name of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们的传很重要。
Therefore, our preaching is so important.
我们每一个人都有责任。
We all have this responsibility.
你不传那是你有祸。
If you do not preach, woe to you.
所以保罗才说，我若不传福音，我有祸了。
Therefore, Paul says, woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
那么下面保罗又讲到，没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢
？Paul continues, how can they preach unless they are sent?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们怎么传道
？Sisters, how can we preach?
所以今天为什么我们不传？
Today, why is that we don't preach?
因为你没有听见主的呼声。
Because you have not heard the calling of the Lord.
你没有听见主的那个痛心的呼喊。
You did not hear the Lord's calling.
你没有听见那些灵魂在那里喊救命的那个痛苦声音。
Because you have not heard the painful cry of those lost souls.
所以主说没有奉差遣怎么传呢
？So says, how can they preach unless they are sent?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我盼望这段的时间
，May this period of time，
主真的能够对我们发出声音来
，The Lord will tell us， will give us this calling，
让我们听得见主的呼声
，That we can hear His calling。
你知道保罗的例子
？You know Paul's example。
保罗是太强的一个人。
Paul was such a strong person.
他一遇见的主，他就传福音，对不对
？When he met the Lord, he started preaching gospel right away, right?
他先到阿拉伯旷野，花了三年时间读圣经。
He went to the wilderness in Arab for 3 years to study the scripture.
当他把圣经弄懂了以后
，And after he understood the scripture,
他马上回到大马士。
He went back to Damascus.
他开始传福音。
He started preaching the gospel.
保罗这个人传福音是不顾一切的。
And he would just offer him.His all to preach.
所以他一传福音，别人就要杀他。
So whenever he preached gospel, people want to kill him.
他就从墙上用篮子把他坠下来逃掉了，对不对
？And then he escaped from the window in a basket.
跑到耶路撒冷去了。
He went back to Jerusalem.
就见到那些耶稣的门徒们。
And he went to see to pay a visit to the disciples of Jesus.
然后又跟他们一起传福音。
And then together work with them to preach the gospel.
他一传福音，别人就要杀他。
Whenever he preached the gospel, people wanted to kill him.
你知道那个反对的力量啊。
You know the power of the darkness that.
所以后来保罗没有办法，就被弟兄们送到他的老家大树去了。
So he couldn't stay anymore. He was sent back to his hometown Tarsus.
在大树一待待了七八年。
And he stayed there for 7 or 8 years.
最后是巴拿巴去把他给找到安提阿去了。
And Barnabas came to find him and then took him to Antioch.
所以他们在安提阿服侍了一年。
And they stayed in Antioch for a year.
到了第二年的时候
，At the second year they were there，
就开始呼召保罗。
The Lord called Paul。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
差遣
，being sent，
在保罗没有正式奉差遣之前
，Before Paul was being sent，
保罗也很认真的传
，He preached the gospel very seriously， diligently，
用尽的力量来传
，He tried his best， gave his all to preach the gospel。
弟兄姊妹们，主还是给他定了时候。
But the Lord had a time for him.
主在他身上仍然有个预备的阶段。
But then the Lord had this period of preparation for him.
一直到主认为这个器皿成熟了。
When the Lord thinks this vessel is mature.
主开始呼召他。
The Lord called him.
把外邦使徒的职分给他了。
Gave him the being the disciple for the Gentiles.
所以保罗在开始传福音不一样。
So when he preached the gospel, he was no longer the same now.
神的权柄随着他。
The authority of God went with him.
神的能力也随着他。
The power of God went with him.
弟兄姊妹们，这个差遣的重要。
So this is the importance of being sent.
我们今天都还没有到像他们有职分的被差遣。
Now that we are, none of us are being sent with a ministry as Paul.
但是如果我们没有像他们一得救那样的一个热心的传福音的话
，But if we never preach gospel as enthusiastically as they were before，
我们不要指望有一天主把职分给你，不可能。
Forget it that the Lord will give us a ministry。
所以我们今天我们还是要起来尽我们的本分，尽我们的能力来传主的福音。
So today we still have to try our best to preach the gospel before the commission comes。
弟兄姊妹们，为什么神要说我可以差遣谁呢
？Why do the Lord says whom shall I send？
我记得我刚得救的时候
，When I was first saved，
我在走马路上走
，I was walking on the street。
那个时候我跟主关系很好
，At that time I had a good relationship with the Lord。
现在也还不错，不过没有那么细，那么敏锐啊。
It's still not bad now, but not as intimate as before。
啊，我走路的时候看到那个，你知道台湾他们常常有这个迎神啊，有这个游街啊，哈，他们拿着那个神面，那个抬着那个神轿，在那么走来走去，然后那么砍啊、喊啊、叫啊，就是那个啊。
In Taiwan, they used to have this religious walk, Buddhist festivals.
当我跟他们这样对面走的时候
，So when I see the marching for the festival, Buddhist festival.
啊，我里面忽然有一个很深的感觉。
I had this, I felt deeply.
我里面就觉得主啊，你真是要救这些人啊。
So I asked, Lord, do you really want to save these people?
主啊，你一定要救这些人。
You have to save these people.
你真的要救这些人。
You really have to save these people.
这些人太无知了。
Because they're so ignorant.
但是我知道我自己是谁。
But I know who I was at the time.
我说主啊，我现在不能做什么。
I said, Lord, I cannot do anything now.
我现在不能做什么。
I cannot do anything now.
但是说我给你立一个约。
But I promise you, I set a covenant with you.
你要给我机会还债。
You have to give me this chance to pay my debt.
你要给我机会还债。
You have to give me chance to pay the debt.
所以那是我里面一个很深的祷告。
And that was a deep prayer I made to the Lord.
我为他们的灵魂忧伤。
I was sorrowful for their souls.
我知道他们被仇敌欺骗到这个程度。
Because they were deceived by the enemy to such an extent.
那是一个何等痛苦的光景。
Such a painful condition they are in.
但是我们知道我们是谁。
But we know who we are.
我们没有到这个时候。
It's not time yet for us.
我们不能做什么。
There's not much we can do.
但是我们还是可以跟主说。
But we can still pray and tell the Lord.
主啊，我还是在这里。
I'm still here, Lord.
我求你。
I ask you.
有一天你能够来差遣我。
One day you will send me.
你是不是愿意告诉说主啊，我在这里
？Are you willing to tell the Lord, I am here?
我在这里。
I am here.
我不要闲站。
I don't want to stand idly.
我不要那么自私的过一辈子基督徒的生活。
I don't want to live selfishly for the rest of my life as a Christian.
我愿有一天我可以参与这个还福音债的行列。
I hope one day I will join the group to pay off the debt of the gospel.
在我们见主面之前，让我们有一个机会能够来还我们福音的债。
Before we see the Lord, we get a chance to pay off the debt of the gospel.
一个是我们没有被装备好。
On one hand, we're not being equipped, we're not ready yet.
我们还没有成熟。
We're not mature yet.
我们需要主预备我们。
We need the Lord to equip us.
就像摩西一样。
Just like Moses.
摩西一蒙召的时候，一遇见主的时候。
When Moses met the Lord.
他40岁的时候，他就出来要救他的同胞，对不对？
He wanted to save his kinsmen people, and he was 40.
但是他的方法错了。
But he used the wrong way.
他用他自己血气的膀臂，我们今天唱的诗歌。
He used his own flesh.
所以他不仅不能救百姓，他反而被神一下赶到旷野去了。
Not only that, he was not able to save his own people. He was cast into the wilderness by God.
神用了40年时间。
God used 40 years.
把他倒空。
To empty himself, to empty him.
前面40年神装备他。
The first 40 years God prepared him.
神用地上学问来装备他。
God prepared him with the knowledge of the world.
后面40年神用圣灵的手在他的里面来倒空他。
The second 40 years, God emptied him by the power of the Holy Spirit.
最后神来用他。
Then God used him.
弟兄姊妹们，以赛亚碰到神的时候。
When Isaiah met the Lord.
他碰到一件事。
He met the Lord.
他知道他自己是一个不洁的人。
He realized he was unclean.
当我们去传福音的时候。
So when we preach the gospel.
我们所碰到的是一个罪。
What we encounter is sin.
我们碰到的是一个仇敌的黑暗权势。
What we encounter is the power of darkness of the enemy.
我们的对象不是人。
Our target is not men.
我们的对象是背后的仇敌。
Our enemy is the dark power behind it.
我们要怎么能够站在主这一边呢
？How can we stand by the Lord's side?
那我们要知道神是怎么样的一位神。
We have to know what kind of God He is.
他是 holy, holy, holy.
He's the holy, holy, holy one.
他是圣的。
He is the holy one.
非圣洁，没有人能见神。
Without holiness, no one can see God.
我们如果不是在圣洁的里面，人非圣洁，不仅不能见神。
Not only that, without holiness, we cannot see God.
我们还需要自洁。
We need to be cleansed.
要脱离卑贱的事。
Depart from any uncleanness.
我们才能够做贵重的器。
Then we can become noble vessels.
才能合乎主用。
Being used by the Master.
要预备行各样的善事。
To do all good works.
今天我们面对的是一个很真实的属灵征战。
So what we encounter is a true, real spiritual battle.
我们需要在主的面前受非常严格的属灵训练。
We need to be trained severely.
我们自己必须是一个被对付过的人。
We have to be someone who has been tested.
我们不能让罪在我们身上有地位的。
We will not leave any ground for sin.
有一点点的罪，我们就在神面前站不住。
If there's any sin remain us, we will not be able to stand.
我们也在仇敌面前站不住。
We will not be able to stand before God or the enemy.
所以我们需要认识神的圣。
So we have to We have to know God's holiness.
我们要被神的圣洁给保守住。
We have to be kept by God's holiness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，神何等迫切要用我们。
How God wants to use us urgently.
神的心真的是迫切。
His heart is so urgent.
可以差遣谁呢？
Whom shall I send?
我的感触就是神一直想找人呢。
I can feel that God is looking and looking.
但是找来找去。
But searching throughout.
神好像没有找到一个他可以差的人。
It doesn't seem that he could find one.
不是他不要。
It's not that he's not willing.
是我们没有 ready.
But we're not ready.
我们没有摸着神的心。
We have not touched God's heart.
我们没有把我们自己交在神的训练的手中。
We have not surrendered to his discipline.
让神来预备我们。
That he can equip us.
到了时候。
When time comes.
主真的要把我们差出去。
The Lord will send us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，在这样的一个世代里，
so in times like this,
我盼望主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
真的我们需要彼此代祷。
We need to pray for one another.
我们要为着我们认识的灵魂祷告。
We have to pray for the souls that we know.
我们要趁着能救人的时候，我们尽量的去救。
While there's still time for salvation, we got to save them.
趁着白昼的时候。
When the day is still there.
赶快做工。
Work diligently.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
福音是神的大能的。
The gospel is the power of God.
我们只是没有投进去的。
But we have not involved ourselves.
你真投进去的时候，
If we really involved ourselves,
你要看见神的大能。
We shall see God's great power.
你要看见人服在神的手里面。
You shall see men submitting to God's power.
他们说到台湾去参加短宣。
Some people went to Taiwan for short-term missions.
在美国都是台湾话叫刷刷的，就是随随便便的啊。
Maybe they were just okay Christians.
就到了那里真的上场的时候。
But then when they go back to Taiwan, they enter into the battlefield.
真的打起仗来的时候。
And they engage in the war.
那就不是儿戏了。
And it's not a game.
当他们在传福音的时候。
When they preach the gospel.
那些庙里面的人都跑来了。
And all people from the shrines, Buddhist shrines will come.
有的时候他们要在庙里面传福音呢。
Sometimes they have to preach gospel in Buddhist shrines.
当他们祷告的时候
，When they pray，
那些鸡童就发作了，你知道吧
？Those sorcerers or they were cursed. They were sent curse.
不是 sent curse， 他们就被邪灵附中 ，demon possessed.
They would be possessed by demons.
所以他们会有一些表现出来。
And then they will have some manifestation.
你知道那些短宣队的人都是跟我们差不多，从来没看过这个情况。
And you know those brothers and sisters in the short-term mission teams, they've never seen things like this.
如果装备不够的话，自己吓得脸都发白了，不知道跑到哪里去。
If they are not well equipped, they would be so scared they would run away.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要被预备好。
So we need to be equipped.
我们要认识仇敌。
We have to know the enemy.
主要把权柄给我们。
The Lord also gave us the authority.
赶逐污鬼，对不对
？To cast out demons and unclean spirits.
要医治各样的疾病，对不对
？To heal all kinds of sicknesses.
当我们真的传福音的时候
，If we really preach the gospel,
这个全能随着我们。
This power will go with us.
神迹奇事要随着我们。
And miracles and signs and wonders will follow us.
弟兄姊妹们，不要太看自己哈。
Do not just look at ourselves.
不要觉得你不行。
Do not feel that we're not qualified.
我们本来就不行。
We're never qualified.
但是我们里面的耶稣不一样。
But then we have Jesus in us.
耶稣在我们的里头。
Jesus is in us.
不是我们活。
It's no longer we that live.
基督在我们里面活。
But Christ that lives in us.
弟兄姊妹们，你要知道你的价值。
You have to know your value.
你要知道神对我们的这个期盼多大。
have to know how great is God's expectation of us.
今天我讲过了, 基督徒只占全世界三分之一, 这是最保守估计了, 最高的估计了。
So the optimistic estimate is Christians are about one third of the world population.
另外三分之二人都是我们的责任。
But then on the other two thirds are our responsibility.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们愿不愿跟主讲说, 主啊, 我在这里。
Are we willing to tell the Lord that, Lord, I am here?
主啊, 我在这里。
Lord, I am here.
请你差遣我。
Please send me.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们愿意这样吗?
Are we willing?
你如果有愿意这样的心, 我要特别为你祷告。
If you are willing, I will pray for you.
我们彼此代祷。
We'll pray for each other.
我们好不好再唱刚才那个, 兴起兴起为耶稣, 我们唱第一节。 起来起来为耶稣, 我们唱第一节。
Stand up for Jesus.
唱第一跟第三, 你愿意把自己奉献给主, 你跟主讲说, 主, 我不知道你要怎么用我, 但是我愿意, 我在这里。
If we're willing to offer ourselves to the Lord, we say, Lord, I'm willing, I'm here. I don't know how you're going to use me, but I'm willing.
你就请你站着唱。
Please stand up and sing.
好, 我们从第一节跟第三节, 我们来唱。
起来起来为耶稣,
我们同声开口，我们把我们自己献给我们的主。
Let's all pray together and offer ourselves to the Lord.
为着福音的缘故，
For the sake of the gospel.
我们求主赦免我们以往的冷淡。
May the Lord forgive us all our lukewarmness.
求主把他爱灵魂的爱，
May the love for lost souls
重新点燃在我们的里面，
Be rekindled in us.
叫我们不再做一个自私的人，
So that we'll no longer be selfish.
叫我们不再为我们自己求祝福，
We'll no longer pray for the blessings of our own.
我们要看到那么多失丧的灵魂，
We see so many lost souls.
求主把这个爱放在我们的里面，
May the Lord give us this love.
我们要为着灵魂来祷告，
That we'll pray for the souls.
为我们所认识的同胞，
Pray for our countrymen.
没有认识主的人来祷告，
Those who do not know the Lord.
求主在我们中间把这个火给我们，
May the Lord kindle this fire among us.
把爱, 他爱灵魂的爱给我们，
For the love of souls.
我们一起来祷告，
Let's pray together.
哦，主耶稣啊， 我们真的是要在你的面前， 主啊， 我们要向你认罪， 主啊， 你知道我们的情形，
主啊，你知道我们多好怜，我们在你的恩典里，我们享受那么大的恩典，我们得到你那么多的祝福，主啊，但是我们却没有想到有那么多的人，他们在那样的痛苦里面，他们在仇敌的手中，主啊，他们在死亡的边缘，在那里挣扎。主耶稣啊，他们的灵魂在那样的一个幽暗痛苦中的时候，主啊，你让我们有一个可以听的耳朵，让我们可以听见，主啊，不仅听见他们呼喊他们痛苦的声音，主啊，也叫我们能够听见你为着他们的灵魂，你里面是何等的迫切，你何等的着急，主啊，你何等的爱他们，因为你已经为他们，已经为他们死在十字架上，你的血已经为他们流出。主耶稣啊，我们真的要在你面前求你，主耶稣，就在今天早晨，圣灵来到我们的当中，圣灵从我们的里面烧掉所有的冷淡，烧掉我们里面所有那个不冷不热的光景，那个爱自己，那个不爱灵魂，主啊，那个只顾我们自己求安逸的生活，主啊，你赦免我们，你真的要来赦免我们，我求主耶稣，就在今天早晨，你的灵来更新我们，主啊，主啊，差遣你的圣灵，差遣你的圣灵来到我们的中间，哦，那个爱灵魂的爱，那个火热的爱，主啊，那个要救灵魂的那个负担的爱，你放在我们的中间，主啊，我们要来祷告你，我们真的求你，你知道我们的心多年，主啊，我们那么容易就变得冷淡，变得刚硬，没有感觉，主啊，求你赦免我们，真的求你赦免我们，哦，耶稣啊，我谢谢你，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。主啊，我知道你真的爱我们，你也没有放过我们。
Lord, I know that you love us and you will never let us go.
你不仅救了我们。
Not only that you saved us.
你更把那个救灵魂的托付也给了我们。
You also commissioned us to save other souls.
主啊，我们为着我们以往的冷淡、亏欠，我们求你赦免。
Pray that you will forgive us all our lukewarmness.
主啊，你赦免我们那样的自私，只求自己的安逸。
Forgive us for being selfish that we only look for our own comfort.
主啊，求你赦免我们所有这方面的亏欠。
Forgive us all our shortcomings.
今天我们在你面前向你认罪。
But today we confess before you.
求你救我们。
May you deliver us.
救我们脱离为自己而活的光景。
Deliver us from this condition of living for ourselves only.
你救我们脱离我们只为自己求安逸，为自己求祝福的光景。
Deliver us from this condition that we only ask for our own comfort and blessing.
主啊，
Lord,
把你的心放在我们的里面。
Place in us your heart.
你看到这么多的灵魂，
When you see all these souls,
你看到他们面临死亡，
you see them facing death,
你看他们走到阴间，
you see them walking into the hell,
你看他们进入永远的痛苦沉沦里，
you see them into eternal pain and falling.
主啊，你的心怎能够受得住呢？
How can your heart stand it?
主啊，难怪你要在这里呼喊说，你可以差遣谁呢？
No wonder you made the cry, whom shall I send?
主啊，求你赦免我们。
Lord, forgive us.
主啊，求你赦免我们。
Lord, forgive us.
主啊，虽然我们实在是够不上你的要求。
Even though we cannot meet your expectations.
我们还是要向你说，我们在这里。
We're still telling you that we're here.
求你怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
求你怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
求你使用我们。
Use us, please.
求你差遣我们。
Send us, please.
主啊，我们愿意把自己献给你。
We're willing to offer ourselves to you.
求你来装备我们。
Please help us, prepare us.
主啊，就从现在开始。
From now on.
让我们不再为自己活。
That we no longer live for ourselves.
让我们为着你的爱来活。
We live for your love.
让我们为着救灵魂而活。
We live to save souls.
主啊，让我们不亏欠这么大的救恩。
So that we do not fall short of this great salvation.
求你今天早晨听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer this morning.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer this morning.
不放我们过去。
Will not let us go.
充满我们每一个人。
Fill us every one of us here.
我们每一个人。
Oh, fill us.
来装备我们每一个人。
Equip us.
来使用我们每一个人。
Use every one of us.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们相信你。
We trust in you.
听我们这样的祷告。
We trust that you have heard our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.